This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877 D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So, do any of you guys have recurring nightmares? And I'm not saying like Chucky nightmare or Friday the 13th nightmare. It's where we were just talking about sleep and falling asleep and issues with insomnia. But one reason why some of us might not be sleeping well is our dreams are pretty crazy. You know, when I hear my friends say they dreamt about a coworker or they, you know, had this, you know, great sex dream. I never get those. I never get the most amazing, beautiful, I just don't get those. I'm not that lucky. I get these very weird dreams. And I'll tell you right now, my recurring nightmare, I have two of them. Three of them. I have three recurring nightmares. They don't happen all the time. But one is, I never finished college or I never finished medical school. I get told somehow in my dream that because I worked and went to work, I missed those classes when I was at work, even though I worked at night in real life. And so in my dream, it's really logical because that's the thing. The dreams have to be really logical, you know, in your dream. If it's not logical, you wake up going, what was that? So the dream has to have some sort of a logical pattern. So in my dream, they were like, look, you work so much that you never attended these classes. You never graduated. So now you need to do these classes. And I don't know where the classes are. I don't know how many classes I'm behind. It's not true. I went to medical school. I graduated college. I graduated all that. But in my dream. And the anxiety of, oh my gosh, I have to take all these additional classes I didn't know I had to take in order to be a doctor and work is really overwhelming. It's a dream. It's a dream. Not real life. So that's one. Another is where I just happen to be naked. And either I'm in a dress and I lose, like, the backside of the dress, or I have some wardrobe malfunction, and in my dream, I'm trying to cover up. And what's really weird is at some point, it's so logical that I'm naked in the dream, not having sex, still not just sex dream. I really got to figure out how to get some of those. But it's so anxiety producing, and then it's like, okay, well, Dahlia's the naked one. And in my dream, everybody gets to be dressed, but it's just understood at the party or whatever, I have to be naked. And it's not a sexual thing. It's like I'll tell you what I think it means in a second. And then the other dream is I'm getting chased. And I'm trying to run from this person. And I'm hurtling over fences. I'm trying to hide, dive under things. And the whole dream, my heart rate is high. I am getting chased. I'm going to be killed by whoever is chasing me. But they never get to me. And then I wake up. Okay, and so you wonder why we're tired the next day. I mean, this is exhausting. This is exhausting. So when you go back to the, I didn't finish medical school, I didn't finish college, or I didn't finish something. By the way, when I waited tables, I would have that too. I would wake up going, I still have four tables to serve that I forgot about. So I think the reason why I've had that recurring dream ever since I can remember is because I do take on too much. I multitask. I get jobs done. I finish everything I've started, although I still have a book or two I need to finish. But considering I've published my other books, I do, you know, finish what I get started. But maybe it's I'm trying to balance too much. And I'm balancing too much and I'm forgetting something very important. So that's what I think that dream means to me. The naked dream is I think I dream that on the nights where I think I've been too open about stuff. Like, I talk about, I'm on air, and I'll talk about Corey, I'll talk about me, I'll talk about our sex life, I'll talk about, you know, whatever. And then maybe what's happening is my brain is like, look, a cloak once in a while, please, you know, have some sort of secret, because you can't just be an open book. You know, you're going to want some privacy, and you don't have that. So that's what I think that is. And then the chasing. Somebody just chasing me, and I'm always running from something. I think that could be maybe there's issues in my past that I just try to suppress and not think about. And my mind is saying, look, you're going to have to turn around and just, you know, handle it head on. And just whatever is chasing you, turn around and just punch it in the face. And I don't feel like I can, because I think if I do try to turn around and deal with some stuff from my past that I really, really hate happened in my past, I feel like I could get hurt even more. So I'll just run from it. You know, I'm not saying anything bad. I'm not saying I did anything bad, but bad stuff that happened to me. So that's what I think some of these dreams are. So I'm asking you guys, what have been some recurrent dreams that you've had in recurrent nightmares? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some people will think they're being cheated on. And yeah, you'll have those dreams when you suspect something or you really think somebody is cheating on you. That's, you know, if you're suspicious, if you don't feel in control and have that self-worth, if you don't have that self-esteem. I'm fortunate I don't have dreams that I had one dream where I thought Corey was cheating on me. One dream. But for the most part, I don't really get a lot of those dreams. So I'm pretty good there. Killing somebody. When you have a dream where you're actually killing somebody, that can mean a whole bunch of different things. It can mean that your animalistic instinct is coming out and you really kind of feel like you want to kill somebody. Make sure you talk to a doctor about that. Others is you feel like you have a problem you can't fix. And in your mind, you're trying to fix it. So how you have to interpret that dream is, okay, what is it that's bothering you? It might not be exactly what you're killing, whatever, but is there a problem that you've been just kind of kicking under the rug that you really need to deal with head on? You know, like talking to your boss, like quitting a job, like dealing with a relationship. In terms of sex dreams, a lot of people have sex dreams, homosexual sex dreams, heterosexual sex dreams. They'll have sex dreams about their bosses, about their employees. That could be not so much sex, but it could be a power thing. Somebody has power over you, and you're feeling overwhelmed by that, and that's manifesting in a sex dream. So that's my... We can interpret dreams all day long, but there's a little bit of that. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So scientists from Stanford, scientists from Harvard, scientists from MIT, looks like agree with me. Nah, they probably don't even know who I am. But when I said, I really think this whole COVID virus thing was a lab leak, they were tinkering with it. Something happened. Came out of the lab. World Health Organization says, no, no, no. We have thoroughly reviewed that. They're in the clear. Mm-mm. People from Stanford, Harvard, and MIT say, no, it's a viable theory and there needs to be more research. So they say the COVID-19 escaping from the Wuhan lab theory should remain viable, according to a letter penned by a number of researchers at these super top universities. And, they called for further studies to investigate the origins of the virus. Stanford University microbiologist David Relman and the University of Washington virologist Jesse Bloom organized a letter published in the journal Science, signed by 18 prominent biologists from universities like Harvard and Cambridge. Claims that the virus escaped the Wuhan Institute of Virology have been laughed off as conspiracy theories. The researchers suggest in the letter that the hypotheses cannot be ruled out until there's more evidence. And I agree with them. Nobody is trying to say that China wanted to kill, you know, millions and millions of people. Nobody's trying to say that China wanted to ruin the election for Trump. These are theories that are out there. Nobody's trying to say China was trying to do population control within their own country. But what we are seeing is if labs in China have had a history of having accidental leaks, then why is that poo-pooed this time around? Why isn't it investigated? Why isn't it considered as a viable theory as opposed to bat soup or frozen food coming into their country? Yeah, I think they tried to blame Italy for manufacturing frozen food that the Chinese would eat, and then they got the bat virus from eating the frozen food. And Italy's like, yeah, what'd you say? So, let me see which doctor this is. There's a lot of doctors. Man, so many doctors. Dr. Relman told the Times of London, many who sign this letter feel the same way. Researchers simply just don't have enough information. Anyone who asserts a strong opinion one way or another can't really be basing it on a whole lot of good data. He said, let's try to refrain from offering speculation where we really don't have a basis for it, especially when we're trying to maintain our credibility as purveyors of good science. So the letter reads that more investigation is still needed to determine the origin of the pandemic. They said theories of accidental release from a lab or zoonotic spillover both remain viable. Knowing how COVID-19 emerged is critical for informing global strategies to mitigate the risk of future outbreaks. So they basically blast the World Health Organization in China for their recent joint study and saying that the theory that it came from the lab was not given balanced consideration to the theory that it came from a natural spillover. The report concluded that it was very likely that a bat had infected an intermediate host and said it was extremely unlikely it was a result of a lab accident. Where did they get that from? So I was on John Phillips KBC radio the other day, and he had asked if, you know, maybe there's a let sleeping dogs lie approach to some of these lab theories where, you know, people don't want to know that an accident could have happened, or, you know, the panic and I think even beyond that, he's got a good point, but I think even beyond that is I think tinkering with pathogens is not just exclusive or, you know, novel to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. My guess is the World Health Organization, China, multiple other countries, maybe even including America, might have realized that people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. And my fear is the tinkering business, the tinkering of these viruses business or hobby, is far more ubiquitous than we think. Hence, if people come down really, really hard on the Wuhan lab and realize this was their fault, there is going to be demands for oversight, which should be, but there are going to be demands for oversight of every single lab to make sure that whoever is tinkering with whatever doesn't leak it. There's also going to probably be a huge push for there to be transparency on what's going on with labs. And that might be something that a lot of companies and labs might not want. We'll take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Randy wants to know, okay, could bats have transmitted it through a bite? So I don't know how often bats bite. I'm not really big on bats. I know bats have been defined as a source of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. So a lot of labs have been studying bats. Bats can transmit rabies. I think bats do bite. In terms of a bloodborne pathogen, COVID being a bloodborne pathogen, COVID can be. If you give an organ that has COVID of a COVID patient who ended up dying of something else but had COVID in their system, and that organ gets used, you could technically then get COVID into the body. So the bat bite theory, I think, was one of the theories, but I don't think there was anybody who really reported that they were bit by a bat. Sorry, there's a lot of bees in there. Bit by a bat. Remember that Sesame Street, the Batty Batty Bat song? Batty Batty Bat, Batty Batty Bat, Batty Batty, 1, 2, 3, count. That was the count at his bats. So we have a lot of bats in my neighborhood. There was a neighbor that was running towards me and the dog. I'm like, what's going on? She's like, there's bats. No, there's always bats. Bats fly around all the time. She's like, I'm getting out of here. She's literally racing with the dog for cover. I don't know if I should be that cautious. I see bats all the time, so I don't really think much of it. Don't bug the bats, right? If you don't bug the bees don't bug you. If you don't bug the bats don't bug you. By the way, interestingly, we had a family member who ended up getting a transplant. And the family member was COVID vaccinated. And the family member needed an organ, was on the wait list. And people who have COVID, I think within this one transplant realm, COVID-infected patients, they really couldn't use those organs. But in somebody who was vaccinated and who signed that off that they understood the risks, they were able to say, look, I'll take the organ, despite somebody having COVID. The person hadn't died of COVID. They died of, I think, an overdose. But because they were COVID positive and COVID was in the tissues, they didn't want to use those organs, right, during the COVID pandemic. But one of our family members ended up, you know, saying, look, I'll take the risk, you know, because I'm going to die anyway. But they were vaccinated, so they were able to get the organ. And it's going to be interesting to see, you know, if there are any manifestations. We're not really seeing much. And I think the reason why they've been hesitating on using COVID-infected organs is because you have to be immunosuppressed when you get an organ and a transplant. You need to be immunosuppressed. So if there is a virus that wants to take over, it's going to be an ideal time. But if you've been vaccinated and if you have an immune system, you know, it's been interesting. So far, so good, knock on wood. So I found that kind of intriguing, you know, when it came to somebody who has the virus already. So you can technically, I believe, spread it in theory, bloodborne, but that's not how most people get it. Most people are getting it because of coughing and sneezing. Like we talked about with sex. It could be sexually transmitted. I don't know how much data we have on that, but because you're already less than 6 feet apart, which, by the way, I still think is arbitrary, the whole 6 feet thing, because technically to have sex, you're probably a little closer than a foot, you're able to spread COVID to each other. 1-877-DOCTORDELLY.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
DarkSide, the hacking group linked to the attack on a U.S. pipeline, has said it is shutting down. That's according to cybersecurity firm FireEye. The group did receive $5 million in Bitcoin from Colonial Pipeline, which says they are expanding fuel deliveries along the East Coast today after being shut down due to that cyber attack. States across the United States are lifting coronavirus mask mandates following new guidance from the CDC. The new guidelines announced on Thursday say anyone who is fully vaccinated no longer needs to wear a mask, with some exceptions. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky tells NBC's Today Show local mask rules may still be in effect.
This country is not uniform. There are places in this country that still have higher rates of disease. There are places in this country that still have lower rates of vaccination.
USA Radio News. As panic gas buying continues in parts of the country, President Biden has a message for everyone.
President Biden tried to ease worries after the cyber attack on a major fuel line owned by Colonial Pipeline. The breach shut the line down for several days and triggered a run on gasoline.
I know seeing lines at the pumps or gas stations with no gas can be extremely stressful, but this is a temporary situation. Do not get more gas than you need in the next few days.
GasBuddy.com is reporting nearly 70% of North Carolina's stations were without gas, and 73% were out in Washington, D.C. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
It's not just federal lawmakers who are considering lowering taxes for families. The Michigan State Senate approving a plan to provide families a $500 per child tax credit against their state income taxes for the next 3 years. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So as we were saying in the previous segment, we have researchers from Harvard, from MIT, from Stanford saying, guys, this theory that COVID could have been leaked from the Wuhan Institute of Virology needs to be investigated, right? Okay? And one of you had asked, you know, are we studying that same virus in our lab? since the SARS-CoV-2 epidemic that happened in 2002 to 2003, were we, similarly to China, studying SARS-CoV-2? Now, I can't answer that because I don't know what viruses are in every single lab, but my guess is if China had an outbreak and China had the virus and was studying it, and we knew that China had the virus back in 2002, 2003, to the point where the Chinese lab, one of the labs accidentally leaked it, had an exposure, and a couple people died, then my guess is America probably also kept a sample of the virus. There's smallpox virus, there's polio virus. Our labs have viruses. We study them. All these labs have viruses. And so, as much as I want the truth to come out, I don't want us to entertain conspiracy theories. Okay? I don't want speculation. But if in China they had a lab leak before with a similar virus years ago, and then this happened, with us being told by the time tens of thousands of people were affected, then I believe it is a viable theory that needs to be looked at. The only thing is people keep asking, why the heck did the World Health Organization not be that enthusiastic and robust about investigating that theory? There's been a lot of talk of cover-up, that the World Health Organization's in bed with China, and my guess is there might be a little bit more to the story. If, and we started to discuss this last segment, if it got out that China was studying a virus, which you're allowed to do, we study viruses in America, if it comes out that that lab is looking at the virus, studying the virus, and they cause this lab leak, the bureaucratic mess and now all the oversight and all the new rules and regulations for transparency is going to now come out. So when people say, let's sleep and dogs lie, and this might be what John Phillips was talking about on KBC the other day, but I think there's a lot of labs in America that might be like, oh, wait a second, guys. Let's ixnay on the we shouldn't be studying viruses in the labs, or however you do the whole pig Latin thing. Because this is what our labs do. We have Ebola. We have samples of Ebola in America. I don't know which lab they're at. It's going to be under lock and key. There's going to be high security because they don't want people getting that virus and using it as a weapon. But if we want to make vaccines, if we want to protect ourselves from the next pandemic, we're going to want to study the virus. And, you know, this isn't anything new. What happened with COVID is a symptom of a huge scientific dilemma that we have. Do we want deadly bioweapons in semi-secured facilities throughout the United States that we're studying and possibly being vulnerable to somebody, some terrorist attack, somebody grabbing it and using it? On the flip side, do we want to be so naive to these pathogens that are out there that when it does hit us, we're completely screwed? So I'm on the mindset that if there's a country studying something bad and we think they might want to use it on us, or if there's just the possibility of nature coming to attack us with it, we better have our ducks in a row. We better have that genomically sequenced, maybe start having mRNA vaccine technology ready to go so we could, at a flip of a switch, start having the protective measures in place. But if these agencies find that the Wuhan lab messed up and them doing exactly that, now again, I'm not accusing them of making a bioweapon, but them studying a virus that killed so many Chinese that they want to protect this from happening again, and they screwed up and leaked it, there is going to be mass global hysteria for oversight of these labs and transparency. Now, we know other countries aren't as transparent. Other countries may not tell us if they have Ebola or smallpox and what they're doing. Lab oversight is a very sticky situation. In America, we're going to be like, all right, well, we're working on this, we're working on this, we're working on this. Do we want other countries to know? See, science and medicine and pathogens should just be science, medicine, and pathogens. But all of a sudden, this turns into a national security threat. Why? Because these could be used as bioweapons by somebody else. So if we're trying to be good, and we're trying to do everything right, and go, hey guys, all right, look, you know, we got the smallpox over here, full transparency, full disclosure, we're studying this new enterovirus, polio-like virus over here, we have SARS from 2002-2003 over here, Ebola from 2014-16 over here, and then does that make us more vulnerable? So I agree with everybody who says we need to quit kitten gloving the Wuhan lab, even though most of the evidence probably got burned about a year and a half ago, but we need the truth on what happened in China. But then as a result, everybody has to pony up. And if that's the case, and there's going to be new regulation and new oversight so we don't have another, lab leak or accident, then what ends up happening is there's going to be more secrecy. The more there's a demand for oversight, the more certain labs are going to become more secretive. And they're going to say it's in the name of national security. If we see that a foreign country is playing around, let's say with a polio virus, then we're going to need to start coming up with weapons that help fight that polio virus. And then are we going to want our enemies to know about that? So I am for the Wuhan lab being transparent. I am for us figuring out what the heck happened. And I really think it happened at the end of the summer of 2019. There was a lab accident. Somebody was transmitting samples, which they say happened in 2004 with that SARS leak. And not the outbreak from 2002 to 2003, the one a couple of people died a year later. Somebody was moving samples to another department. Something happened. So if that happened again, yeah, China or the Wuhan lab has an issue with lab sample transport. And they need to get their ducks in a row. But because of what happened with COVID, there is going to be demands of a whole new overhaul of how transparent we get and what labs are allowed to do in secret and what they have to disclose to everybody. And I think a lot of labs, especially in the U.S., are going to be like, oh God, what did we just do? So I don't know what the answer is. You know, if China's at fault for this COVID virus, we need to prevent this happening again. This was devastating. And if all it took was somebody, and I knocked over a bunch of samples in college. I tripped into a freezer. I mean, it happens. There needs to be, you know, corrections done and measures taken, preventative measures taken. But this might open up a whole big can of worms. 1-877-DALLY, don't go away.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Back of the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show, taking your calls, your questions, your comments, and anything else in between. Loving taking those comments, so keep them coming. Okay, so this is odd. There is a major crack in Interstate 40 bridge linking Arkansas and Tennessee. We have the I-40. I think it runs across most of America because we have the I-40 in, I believe, Arizona, when I drive down to Phoenix from Vegas. So the I-40 spans across the United States, and apparently there is a large crack in an Interstate 40 bridge leaking Arkansas and Tennessee that they say could take months. It might force thousands of trucks and cars to detour, shut down shipping on a section of the Mississippi, according to a transportation official. A congressional Democrat from Tennessee flagged the crack as a warning sign on the urgent need to act on fixes to the nation's infrastructure. Republican U.S. senators also pointed out the need for infrastructure spending, and even though there's been a lot of critiques on where some of the spending might go to. So it is a six-lane bridge, Hernando de Soto Bridge, into Memphis. It was shut down Tuesday after inspectors found a significant fracture in one of two 900-feet horizontal steel beams. These are crucial for the bridge's integrity. And remember, in Mexico City, I believe there was a bridge collapse or a highway collapse that fell on cars, I think killed a bunch of people. So, you know, our inspectors need to be on it, and we need to do our job. Currently, there is supposed to be money with each state going to these. So I'm kind of shocked that the only way these get fixed is if we have to ask for new trillions of dollars in spending. All right, bridges need repair. If they're not done properly, the company has to do it properly. So anyway, apparently there were a lot of 911 calls, you know, when people saw the crack. A man had said, "We just found a super critical finding that needs traffic shut down in both directions on the I-40 Mississippi River Bridge." And when the dispatcher pressed the man further, I guess the inspector tried to explain how serious the problem was. They say, "We have critical findings and one of the members that has split. We need to get people off the bridge immediately." And then another woman apparently placed a call to 911. She can be heard talking to other people on the bridge as she tries to get help. She said, "We have spoken with Arkansas because they hired us. We just need police cars out here to get the traffic off the bridge." So it's a 48-year-old, 1.8-mile bridge. And so it's going to take both states to agree to reopen it. And, you know, these fractures are pretty scary stuff. You know, would it have been enough to, you know, cause the whole thing to collapse? I don't know. Currently, traffic is being rerouted to Interstate 55, and that is a 71-year-old Memphis-Arkansas bridge. I mean, we have old bridges, and I don't know how often they're supposed to be inspected. If you guys know, great, let us know, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. But we are assuming that when we are on the highways, these are things that are consistently looked at. That's why states have budgets. That's why we're paying taxes. We pay a lot in taxes. And so I'm, you know, if it's not being inspected and it's taken, unless this is what happened, the inspectors did their job, which was fantastic then, but I don't want to see that, okay, well, everything has to be on hold until Biden passes more money. Because shouldn't there already be money for this? River traffic also had to be shut down in the Memphis area until further notice. U.S. Coast Guard said 16 tugboats were hauling more than 220 barges, waiting in line now. At least four tugs attached to barges. They sat idle. It starts to make me wonder, right? Last thing we need is anybody kind of shifting, like in the Suez Canal, right, where it blocked the whole canal. So there's going to be boat congestion, car congestion, and it's a beautiful bridge, by the way. It's actually a really pretty bridge. But it's a shame that there's that sort of issue going on. All right. Yeah, apparently Senator John Boozman of Arkansas has a plan for spending $568 billion on infrastructure over the next 5 years. Biden wants to spend $2.3 trillion. I mean, how I feel about the spending is here. I don't see these bills. I'm sure the bills are available to see. I can't read it. I can't understand a lot of the legalese in it. So for me, I'm like, well, all right, I'll just have to trust what I'm hearing from senators and Congress people. Well, you hear one side saying this is perfect, it's going to make jobs, it's going to, and it will. I mean, again, if you are going to hire, if the government's going to hire people to work on projects, then yeah, it will create jobs. Then you hear on the other side that a lot of the money is not actually going to jobs, it's going to cush certain people, and some of the things that are getting spent money on are at the mercy or at the risk of not funding other programs. So that's the problem with politics. We want to think they're doing a good job. We want to think they're being as legit as possible, and unfortunately, they're not. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Have you ever wanted to win the lottery? I have. But the one fear I've had with winning the lottery, it isn't the family coming out of the woodwork. It isn't somebody trying to hold me ransom so hubby pays the rest of the money. It isn't the big tax bill where you think you're making all these millions of dollars, but you just got to give a bunch of money to the government. It's not that. What worries me about winning the lottery is losing the ticket. If anybody was going to win the lottery and lose the ticket, it would be me. Well, I guess I was wrong. There is a woman who claims that she accidentally destroyed her $26 million winning lottery ticket in the wash. Now, this is a ticket back from November. This happened in California. She won the Super Lotto Plus. The ticket was for the November 14th drawing. It was sold at an Arco AM/PM convenience store in the Los Angeles suburb of Norwalk. Thursday was the last day to redeem it, and nobody did. Store employee Esperanza Hernandez told the Whittier Daily News that a woman came in Wednesday and told workers she had put the ticket in her pants and it was destroyed in the laundry. Whoa. The store's manager told KTLA-TV that surveillance video showed the woman who bought the ticket, and she's known to store workers. A copy of the surveillance video was turned over to California lottery officials, but the store later recorded over the original footage. Despite that, California lottery officials told the network that surveillance footage is not enough to verify the lottery winner. So the claim now is being investigated. Lottery officials say someone who believes he or she is a winner must complete a claim form, but if someone loses the ticket, they must provide evidence that they owned it, like a photograph of the front and back of the ticket, which, by the way, is pretty lenient. You know, I try to take pictures now of everything because I know I lose them. That's really, really cool to think that you could just submit a photo if you had one. If you didn't have the photo, but imagine somebody hacking, huh? But the winning numbers were 23, 36, 12, 31, and 13 with mega number 10. The $26 million prize could be taken as annual installments or as a $19.7 million cash option. I'm one of the very few people that I think want the annual installments. I just think it would be nice to, I know you should get the money now and invest it and all that, but I would just like to not have to work. Nah, I'm a workaholic. I don't know, but it'd be nice to know that, you know, you're getting millions of dollars each year. If the prize isn't claimed, the $19.7 million will go to California public schools, which still I don't think are open. The store that sold the ticket gets a $130,000 bonus. Now, it is very odd that it's taken this long and still nobody claimed it. They say four prizes of $20 million or more haven't been claimed since 1997, including a $63 million prize from 2015. Oh, that better not have been me. Oh, man. That really better not have been me. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.